Siddur Stimpa series is sponsored by Dr. Renan Jack Nussbaum and for Shlomo Chol Yisrael, in particular Hanani Shmuel Lipim and Shana Leia, those looking for their Shidduch should find their Basher. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha in Shema, the very first paragraph tells us we have a mitzvah of Avas Hashem. We have a responsibility and obligation. We have a commandment to love God. We mentioned last night, all the commentaries wonder, how can we be commanded in emotion? Tell me what to do in action, behavior. But how can we be commanded in emotion? Rabbi Akiva Eiger is quoted in the Sefer Chutah Mashulash. Chutah Mashulash tells the story of three Gaonim, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Chassam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer. And that Sefer quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who asked this question, how can we be commanded in emotion? Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a phenomenal answer. The bracha that precedes Shema concludes HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael B'Ahava. Ava Rabba describes God's tremendous love for us. As we went through that paragraph, Ava Rabba, we explained in detail what that means, how we feel Hashem's love, how that defines itself. And it concludes HaBocher B'Amo Yisrael, that God chose us and He charged us, and the way He did it was B'Ahava, He did it with love. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, natural instinct of a person who's loved is to reciprocate the love. Anila dodiva dodili, if we feel that Hashem loves us, then we naturally will want to reciprocate, we will reflect back that love. Pasuk says, the Mishlei Kamayim Panam Apanim, person looks into a body of water, they see their own reflection. So similarly, the heart of a person connects and goes to the heart of another. So whether we feel love for Hashem, in many ways is directly proportional or relates to how well we perceive Hashem's love for us. If we truly felt Hashem loves us, we couldn't help but feel that love towards Him. And a person who struggles to love Him should reflect and evaluate how well they feel loved by Him. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, are we being commanded in emotion? On the one hand, Ava's love. But on the other, we're not being asked to manufacture or generate an emotion we don't feel. All we're asked to do is feel the love that comes from Hashem, and then naturally, instinctively, we'll want to reciprocate that love, we'll want to reflect that love right back towards Him. Svasemis makes a similar comment. Svasemis says that love of Hashem is not something we have to generate. Love for Hashem is not something that we have to think about and contemplate and then create. But if you think about it for a moment, every baby, every child naturally loves their mother, their father. There's a natural, almost biological love for a mother and a father. And when we consider that our father, Hashem, is Avinu Shebashamayim, Hashem is our Father in heaven, then the truth is, you're right. If we felt neutral, if we were parav, and we were being asked to generate love, one can wonder, how could we be commanded in emotion? But the truth is, all we're being asked to do, says the Svasema, says the Ger Rebbe, is to be in touch and in tune with the love we already feel because He's our Father. He gave us life. Everyone loves their parent in a healthy relationship. One loves their parent because one realizes they only exist because of their parent. And if we realize that we're only here through the graciousness and goodness of Hashem, that He is our Father in heaven, that He loves us, we would feel that love towards Him. So essentially, says the Svasemes, naturally as a child, we instinctively have a love for Hashem. Now the mitzvah v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, don't mess it up. Don't ruin it. Don't become hardened or callous. Don't become cynical or sarcastic. Don't look at the world and decide you don't love God. How could you love God? Look at everything that goes on in the world. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is not to create love, says the Svasemes. It's to avoid losing or ruining the love that we naturally instinctively feel. That's the pshat, he says, Chaye olam, nata b'socheinu. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you planted eternal life inside us because you gave us this love for you. Our job is to avoid making a mistake. Rav Chana Wasserman in Kovetz Ma'amarim makes a very similar comment on a different mitzvah. In Kovetz Ma'amarim, Rav Chana wonders, how is it? A young girl turns 12, a young boy turns 13, and all of a sudden they're obligated in the mitzvah of Emunah. Rav Chanan writes, Aristotle, he quotes, Aristotle struggled. Great philosophers, brilliant men, contemplated the origins of the universe and struggled to bring evidence or proof to take that leap that God exists. So great, accomplished, brilliant, mature, sophisticated people, they struggle. But the little 12 or 13-year-old kid, as soon as they turn the age of mitzvahs, now we tell them, you're obligated in emunah? How is that even possible? Tell them put on tefillin, tell them don't speak Lashon Hara, tell them keep Shabbos. But emunah, they're supposed to take a leap. Those multiples of their age struggle to do. So Rav Chanan has a magnificent essay. And he writes very similar to what the Sfas Emes says in Avas Hashem. He says, the truth is every baby, and then toddler, adolescent, we know that there's a God. You look around at the world, the complexity, the minutiae, the details of this world, we know it didn't come into being accidentally, coincidentally, randomly. There was a designer, there's a first cause. We know that disorder went to order. There's someone who did it. There's an omnipotent being who is at the beginning of creation who did it all. We all know that from when we first enter this world when we're young children. Now the job is, don't mess it up. You turn 12, 13, adolescent, preteen, teenagers, and all of a sudden, cynics and skeptics, challenges and questions, we undermine what we knew all along. Says Rav Chanan, the mitzvah of emunah is not something to learn, it's something to make sure to not unlearn. Like the Sfas Emes says, Avas Hashem is not a mitzvah we have to learn to love God. We love God because He's our Father, just like we love our parents. Our job, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, make sure not to unlearn it. That is our responsibility. See a couple more interpretations in the first half of this pasuk. Be'ahavta Hashem Elokecha tomorrow night.